Illinois Department of Public Health data show McLean County with the lowest rate of sexually transmitted diseases among similar counterparts in central Illinois. WGLT's Mary Cullen speaks with the director of the Illinois Department of Public Health, Dr. Ngozi Ezike, about how low STD rates don't necessarily mean fewer infected persons.
STDs are very common. It's one of our most prevalent infections of all possible infections. Affects people of all ages, across all socioeconomic status, all racial and ethnic groups. So very, very prevalent.
The Illinois Department of Public Health tracks cases of chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis. But first, I want us to look at the first two, so chlamydia and gonorrhea. McLean County, in particular, appears to have a significantly lower STD rates of chlamydia and gonorrhea per capita than its relatable counties in Champaign, Peoria, and Sangamon. Is there any reasoning for that?
It's pretty hard to pinpoint the specific factor that would cause one STI to be slightly elevated versus another. Obviously, all of these infections are transmitted in similar manners. It's the same type of activities that will result in the infection. And so it's a little bit difficult to say why one factor that may be the cause for the elevation.
So looking deeper into McLean County's numbers specifically, there's a noticeable spike in chlamydia rates between 2011 and 2012. Is there a reason why that spike is there?
It could be that there was an intensive effort for testing, and that more aggressive testing resulted in the identification of more cases. Again, it would be hard to speculate much further than that.
Right. Now, you bring up an interesting point in the testing. In order to get an STD rate for a county, people need to go in and get tested for STDs. Is it required? How often do people have to get tested?
So there is no requirement to get testing, and that is an important point. People on their own volition will agree to be tested. Of course, a lot of that might be driven by your provider. If your provider offers it and you accept it, or if your provider makes it a part of routine testing, the way they might check blood work for elevated, you know, potassium or sodium, if they were also just checking for STIs, you would have more people getting tested and you might identify more cases. If it's something that's never brought up, it may be less likely that someone would request it on their own, especially in the absence of symptoms. And so then you might have falsely depressed levels detected.
Now, when it comes to testing, how common is it for someone to present at a doctor's office and say, you know, I'm having these symptoms, I'm not really sure what it is, and have their STD be misdiagnosed?
So in the scenario that you're describing, where somebody actually has symptoms that are common for sexually transmitted infections, that's more likely to give you the right result. The flip side is the point that the most common presentation of STIs is no symptoms. And so people who have no symptoms are not as inclined to go seek treatment because they don't think they have anything to be treated. So if people are not routinely testing, a lot of infection can be missed. And let me just state, just for clarity, that STIs, sexually transmitted infections, are the same thing being referred to when we call sexually transmitted diseases, STDs.
That is WGLT's Mary Cullen speaking with Dr. Ngozi Ezike, director of the Illinois Department of Public Health.